This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Technology companies like Twitter, Slack, Tumblr, and Medium have changed the way we communicate. And they did it with investments from the Boston venture firm Spark Capital. So what's the next transformative technology? Spark Capital co-founder Todd Degress says it might be agricultural tech.
It seems like a massive market opportunity, and we believe it is a massive market opportunity, and we think we're scratching the surface today.
Degress is not the only one who thinks that. There's been an estimated six-fold increase in ag tech investment around the world since 2013. The wide range of investors includes large corporations as well as individuals with personal causes. Continuing our series on the future of food, WBUR's Callum Borchers introduces us to some of the people placing bets on what we eat.
Very nice. Lemony.
Todd Degress normally wouldn't want anything to eat into an investment, but in this case, eating is the whole point. Or maybe sipping.
I could see muddling this in a drink.
The Spark Capital co-founder is sampling scarlet kale and wasabi arugula harvested by one of his portfolio companies. Freight Farms in Boston grows produce in 40-foot shipping containers using hydroponic irrigation systems.
I was looking for something in the ag tech space. And as part of the research, I came across Freight Farms, which happened to be in my backyard. And what really struck me about Freight Farms was the mission.
It's a mission to grow healthy food in urban environments where fresh produce can be hard to come by. Doing some good in the world is what entrepreneurs sometimes call a second bottom line. But that's not enough to win over a venture capitalist like Degress.
Our investors give us money to invest in companies where we're going to maximize the return to them, and then they're going to go do great things with it. Our job is not to do double bottom line investing. What I really like about mission-based businesses, though, is they're able to attract and retain better people, and they get free PR.
Degress has a point. We've reported on Freight Farms before. The company isn't profitable yet, but Degress envisions future returns.
I think this company can make a big difference. I think it can be a company that eventually can go public.
That's what a California company called Beyond Meat did last month. It makes veggie burgers and other meat alternatives, and its IPO made an estimated $45 million for Tyson Foods, the ag giant known for meat products that was an investor. Tyson declined an interview request, but stock analyst Heather Jones of the Vertical Group tracks Tyson, and she says the company is part of a trend. Large corporations are hedging their chicken nuggets and beef patties by investing in products like pea protein and meat that comes from a lab instead of an animal.
I mean, clearly they see these changes. They're not on the horizon. They're here.
And in the future, when the kinds of new food products that Tyson is investing in need to stay chilled in the grocery aisle, supermarkets might use cooling technology developed by Promethean Power Systems of Somerville. At least, that's the hope of Promethean investor Miguel Granier, who recently moved from Boston to Atlanta.
Every time you open up that door at the grocery store for the refrigerator aisle, they're having to kick on a compressor to go and chill that air again when you close that door. That's absurdly inefficient. Why do we do that?
Actually, Granier thinks he knows the answer. He says it's because energy efficiency isn't as high a priority in the United States as it is in, say, rural India, where energy is precious because electricity is unreliable. And that's where Promethean is getting started, with a product for dairy farmers.
This is what we call the Shiva. This is one of our first inventions.
Promethean co-founder Soreen Grama shows off his company's high-tech battery system, which can rapidly cool milk and keep it refrigerated even when the power goes out. Making food safer and more plentiful in a developing country fits into Granier's investment goals. He calls his firm Invested Development to signify a commitment to what he considers some of the world's most pressing issues. He traces that commitment to childhood years spent in his parents' native Bolivia.
And Bolivia is a very poor country. It was extraordinarily unstable for many of the years that we lived there. And so that definitely has an impact.
Of course, even a self-described impact investor like Granier has to think about making money, which is why he's eyeing the American grocery market. He says it's important to show traditional investors that doing good can also be profitable.
We are sort of the trailblazers out there. And if we come back because that trail didn't work or because it didn't work for us because of a bad investment, then I think no one else goes down that path.
An investment to help feed a hungry planet is still an investment, not a donation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.
Our series on the future of food continues tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition, when we learn how doctors hope to use food to treat illnesses. This is WBUR.